when I got started in radio.
Log Talk Radio.
It's 2000.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse,
and,
or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel radio partners.
So,
as one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates. And many other service providers have incentives, too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage
of
the current market?
Guy, so,
to learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145. 502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, first-timer on Ron Siegel Radio, Kevin A. Kent, Villa Real Estate. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here, and I'm looking forward to this.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Generally, our celebrations circle around food. I have beaten anorexia, so I'm used to celebrating around food. National Kick Butts Day today, and I think our past president wants to weigh in on that one. Yeah, there he is. Thank you, Mr. President. National Proposal Day. I am not going to go too far with that one. I don't know what they are proposing here. National Native HIV AIDS Awareness Day. And I don't know the difference between Native HIV AIDS Awareness Day or any other HIV AIDS Awareness Day. So let's just stick with the edible option here. Today is National Ravioli Day. So we will stick with that one. National Ravioli Day. So that is our fun of the day. Let's look and see what the markets are doing this morning. Been a yo-yo. But here, you know something, it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference because anybody that's really trading in the market right now probably needs to have their head examined. And I'll tell you why. Because at 11 o'clock our time, the Federal Reserve will be speaking. Not the Federal Reserve, that's a building that doesn't speak. But the chairman will have their commentary. They'll release that 11 o'clock our time, 11:30. Jerome Powell will come out and have a chat with us, let us know what's going on there. So we're going to be watching that for you whenever the Federal Reserve comes out. They have their meeting. Yeah, well, the old story in any kind of investing is never fight the Fed. Why don't you want to fight the Fed? Well, they showed all of us during the Great Recession why you don't want to fight the Fed. They quadrupled the size of their balance sheet. They created $4 trillion out of thin air. Now, if you can create $4 trillion out of thin air, do you think you can have an effect on the markets? Well, they did. That's why we saw in the last administration, well, we had a pretty decent economy. Why? Because we had a lot of fake money flowing through the economy. That's why we had that there. Now we're looking at it saying, what are we going to do with all this fake money? We got to figure out how to get that monopoly money back into the box. Well, that's what they're doing right now. And that's what we're going to actually hear from the Federal Reserve later today. We're not going to hear about any kind of a rate increase. No, they're not going to increase rates. We're not going to hear anything about a rate decrease. No, they're not going to be decreasing rates. What we are expecting to hear, what we're looking forward to, is what are they doing with their balance sheet? Are they going to continue with the balance sheet growing? Or are they going to let the balance sheet diminish? That's the issue. How do you let a balance sheet diminish? Well, when you create money out of thin air, well, guess what? You say abracadabra, and the money goes back into thin air. So when they were buying the mortgage-backed securities and the treasury bonds for all those years, they called that quantitative easing, or QE1, QE2, QE forever. Well, they started to release that money. They wanted to bring the balance sheet back down. So they were buying tens of billions of dollars a month of mortgage-backed securities and treasuries. Well, they put those on the balance sheet. Where does the cash come from to buy them? Well, they just pulled that and they gave IOUs for that. Right? Because they didn't have the green cash for it. They didn't have the gold standard anymore. And those of you that follow Ron Paul, he was always big time against that. Well, then what did they start doing? Well, they started about a year ago saying, we're going to reduce the size of the balance sheet. Now, what effect does that have? The fascinating part of this is, while everybody was watching one hand, remember I told you this was all about magic, nobody was watching the other hand. What's that meaning? So they're increasing interest rates. Okay, we can understand that part. But as bonds are being redeemed as you're refinancing your house, selling your house, paying off that loan, or the treasuries are being sold or they're maturing, the Federal Reserve starts saying, you know something, that's about $50 billion a month that we're not going to reinvest. So they let that money come into the treasury. They let the bond fall off. They do their abracadabra. The balance sheet starts dropping. Well, what we're seeing today, what we're planning on seeing today, or what we hope to see, is the Federal Reserve is going to tell us, are they going to continue that $50 billion a month drawdown, or are they going to let that go back and reinvest some or all of that money? Where would they reinvest some or all of that money? Well, we don't know that. That's what we're wanting to find out. Are they going to go into treasuries? Are they going to go into mortgage-backed securities? What will the Fed do? That's what we're looking to find out. If they go back into treasuries or mortgage-backed securities, what does that mean for you? Well, that means there's more demand for those bonds. When there is more demand for the bond, the price of the bond goes up. Now, the yield on the bond is always fixed. So how does somebody get more money? Or how do they change the pricing on the bond for that demand? You understand. I mean, a lot of people don't want to understand this. We hear this from... Oh, yeah. Pocahontas tells us that we don't understand supply and demand. We find out from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, yeah, she doesn't understand supply. She doesn't understand English. I shouldn't say that. We understand Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom. He's got his choo-choo out there going from no place to no place. Sorry about those of you in Bakersfield and Stockton. But most people will look at that and say, that's not where we want to be. So they don't understand that whenever you have increased demand, the law of supply and demand comes into effect, price of the bond goes up, yield or interest rates go down. They're going to always go in the opposite direction of the price of the bond. So that's what we're looking at for you. Why are we looking at that for you? Because you might want to buy a house. We're getting into the spring house buying season. Now, we're going to be teaching real estate professionals this week and next. Even if you have a bankruptcy, maybe you filed and got that discharge notice yesterday, yes, you can still buy a house with a loan. Maybe you have a credit derogatory, a foreclosure, short sale, all those things we have seen in the past. Yes, you can still buy a house with all of those issues on your credit. So we're going to be talking about that. But the more important thing is where interest rates going to go on those vehicles. That's what we're really watching for you. That's why I say to you, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average measuring market activity down 133 right now, it really doesn't matter until we see what the Federal Reserve has to say later in the day. I'm looking at the 10-year Treasury. Ooh, 2.58. Yeah, that's a bit painful. If you are a senior citizen and you're living off of fixed income, you've been watching that go down significantly. Not an exciting time to be in fixed income securities. Why didn't you buy Ford stock? That's been over a 7% yield. The federal government already proved that they're not going to let them go bankrupt. I'm just throwing that out there. I am not giving you financial advice. I'm just saying I did it. So I don't know if you want to do it. That's your choice. But it's a lot better than getting 2.5 from the Federal Reserve. I'm just throwing that out there. You might want to be looking at something like that. I wouldn't say tell you that Verizon's paying over 4%. I wouldn't say that either. So because you might want to look into that yourself. And I am not a financial advisor, so I would not be giving you that kind of guidance. No way in the world, because I wouldn't want to get you in trouble. Hey, let's look and see what's going on in Ron's daily briefing as well. Now, does this surprise anybody? Ted Koppel calls out the media's anti-Trump bias. Did you just figure this out? I mean, it's been going on for years now, but big reality check. Legendary newsman Ted Koppel spoke with journalist and author and Marvin Kalb about the challenges faced by the press, notably political attacks like those of President Donald Trump on traditional media. You think that might be a cause or a reason why 26% of Democrats and 5% of Republicans trust the media nowadays? Columbia University gave us that stat. Just throwing that out there. Where do you get good information? Because you can't go to the media to get good information. I found this fascinating because, you know, all of us want to do excel. And it's always good to be the leader of the pack. But did you hear Stephen Colbert the other day? I mean, this is fascinating to me. So Bill O'Reilly calls out the late night hosting that they are all failing. And Colbert steps up and he says, no, I'm not failing. I've got the number one show in late night. So O'Reilly comes back and says, well, the number one show in late night, Johnny Carson, drew 9 million people a night. 9 million. Now, Colbert gets 3 million. Kimmel gets 2 million. And what's the guy on Channel 4? I forget his name. But he gets 2 million. Add all of them together, he gets 7 million. Johnny Carson got 9 million. Who knows what Letterman got at the time? Carson was obviously the biggest. So, you know, something maybe America's starting to get tired of all of this anti-Trumpism. Just throwing that out there for you. More news. How about this one? Special counsel Robert Mueller's team says it won't be able to meet a court deadline this week in part because of, quote unquote, press of other work, unquote, begging the question, is the investigation winding down or what? It's unclear whether the cryptic reference is related to Mueller's timeline for concluding his Russia investigation or unrelated responsibilities for his team. What else do they have to do? I mean, they're spending, what, $30 million? That's a pretty good salary for an attorney, isn't it? Unbelievable. There's a lot more going on, but I want to get on to other topics today. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we have got a lot to cover. We're going to talk real estate with Kevin Kent. Do 46 million millennials know they are mortgage ready? Hey, how about this one? I don't know if you're into this. I know my son is, but how about Fortnite fraud? Have you heard about Fortnite fraud? How to protect your family and tax season guide to small business expense deductions. We have got a lot to cover, so we're going to get on. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned, we'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit?
Are you on their Wi-Fi here?
Is, the more money they can make.
That could be it.
How does that make
well,
you
I'm on their Wi-Fi and I'm on their
banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money. How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts
just switch it, go to
the Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information. And nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners.
As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. You just need to give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with our friends at Gold Star. What's happening in the Mortgage Minute? Hey, don't forget about Gold Star also. They have that fast path loan approval that gets you potentially or saves you potentially $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home. You just need to have a great real estate agent to help you with that part of it. We're going to introduce you to one in just a minute. But hey, let's look at the markets once again. We are watching them for you. We are on Fed Watch today. So we're looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 139 points, the NASDAQ down 2884, S&P 500 down 1368. Are you getting a literal sense of what's going on in the markets today? The 10-year Treasury down 2, but the Fannie Mae mortgage-backed securities, that is up 8 basis points for the bond. That tells you that interest rates are down just a little bit today. Now, generally, I'll give you some of the why as to this, what's happening here. I told you that in the last segment, a lot of the why of what is happening in the markets today. But here's some other things that we did not chat with you about. Hey, refinances, they were up 4%, now up 3.5% from this time last year. That's a big difference from what we've been seeing lately in the marketplace. So watch that one. We are on Fed Watch today. The 30-year mortgage decreased from 4.64 to 4.55. Tomorrow we're going to get the Freddie Mac reading there. The 10-year Treasury trading back beneath 2.62. Now it's in that range that we've been talking about. A lot of that is technical stuff. And the technicals don't really matter when we're on Fed Watch. So we're going to keep track of what's going on in the Fed. If anything important happens at the 11 o'clock announcement, briefing, or the 11:30 press conference, we'll be back. We'll let you know what's going on there. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Let's chat this morning. Kevin A. Kent is with us, Villa Real Estate. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
So you got a very past. What brought you to real estate?
You know, I bought my first house when I was like 26, 27.
Okay.
And it's been a uphill and downhill and uphill climb since then. But that first house, 2 months after I bought it, it was up in the Redwoods in beautiful Santa Cruz Mountains. 2 months afterwards, it flooded. The whole place, national disaster area. And
the whole area. I thought you were talking just about your house.
No. The whole place. I lived on the river, and I thought that was a great idea. The river is only 8 inches tall. It was 18 feet after the storm, the 100-year storm. People died, and it was horrible.
Wow.
But I went downtown as we couldn't get out, and I talked to a guy. He says, anybody here buy a house? Anybody here want to buy a house? Are you all right? I'm like, what on earth? He goes, you own a house here? I said, yeah. Do you want to sell it? I said, I just bought it. It can't be worth anything now. And he goes, exactly. He goes, let's put it on the market for $49,000. I bought it for $83,000 or something. And so we did. I said, okay, what's the plan? He goes, it's a national disaster area. You can write off the difference. So I quickly learned about taxes and homes and how that all worked out. But I want to point out the funny part. When I started doing real estate, the first was 9%, the second was 12%, and the third was 15% for an $83,000 house. But anyway, that was my beginning.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So that had to be somewhere in the 80s.
It was early 80s, yeah.
And you got good rates for the 80s.
Well, there are three loans on one $83,000 house.
I know. I bought my first house in the 80s, and I think I had one loan, and it was, I think, 15%, 16%, 17%, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was a tough time.
It was a tough time. But I'm a Californian. I live in Silicon Valley. I've worked in Hollywood. I grew up in San Diego, and now I'm in Orange County, where I moved to raise my family. And
you didn't want to raise a family in Silicon Valley?
Or in Los Angeles?
Or Los Angeles? Not that I'm saying there's something bad about those places, but. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, when I left Los Angeles, I had been working in a place called the Record Plant for an Apple company called Filmsonics. And I found myself a single parent, and I just said, I'm getting out of here. So I moved to Irvine.
You were the single parent. You didn't find a single
parent. I was the single parent.
Okay, I was just throwing that out there.
And the little 2-year-old boy is now 30, for putting it all in perspective. But, I've always bought and sold houses, and I flipped them in Big Bear before 2008, which, by the way, I sold all my properties in Big Bear in 2008. Prior to the crash, all my friends thought I was a genius, but no, my kids had allergies. So in any case, I kind of got into the flipping thing and all that stuff and just kind of moved on. But meanwhile, I was writing, moving. I'm a writer. I'm a storyteller. I love telling stories, as you can tell.
Right.
And so I just kind of kept going at it. I had a couple movies made. I've written a bunch. The one I've written a long time ago that pays out still to this day is called Nanking. I put the book on the table whenever I'm doing an open house. All my Chinese buyers look at it and kind of, I mean, I know what they're really thinking is, however you say it in Chinese, what the hell would you write a book about Nanking about? And as soon as I mention the word Jackie Chan, suddenly they're my best friends, and I move on. Half my business has been in Chinese, with Chinese buyers.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you speak Chinese?
What? No, I don't, but I understand them well. In fact, I have two closings going on right now. One of the Chinese buyers for a house I listed, and then the other part of it is, it's a Laguna Beach property that she's buying. And it's fun. It's very different. It's very challenging. You get it right at the last second. It's like, oh, but we also want, and this week, and I hope she's not listening, we want the shelves on the wall. I said, well, those are actually, property of the husband's father gave them to them. So, no.
Yeah.
Okay, then we want the wine rack. I'm going, stop. Please, stop.
That's just part of the culture, right?
Yeah, and
negotiate until the last second.
And I try not to get emotional about it. But, this is a very emotional business. And that's
it is. And it's kind of interesting you say that because I invest in real estate. And I tell folks all the time, the first, if you're looking to sell a house, the word you need to understand is divorce. Right? Because you want to divorce from the property.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because when you want to sell, it's an asset. You're trying to maximize the value out of it.
Yeah.
Right?
And what I have a tendency to do because of my storytelling and writing background is I ask people to tell me the story of the house. Did they raise their kids there? They're gone. Are they moving to a different area? Are they getting away from our taxes? What is the story behind
getting away from our taxes? Oh, I can't imagine that.
and so what I do in my video, I do a lot of videos for the homes that I
run. I got a face for radio.
I've used that line all the time. people tease me about my voice because my dad did the NBC Nightly News and radio. I mean, we just all kind of grew up being able to talk like this if needed. And so all my videos that I do my radio voice. And they turn out great. People always comment on, wow, whoever you got to do that voiceover, keep that guy. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right.
Interesting, yeah.
But I tell the stories.
Okay.
I'm just listening to one right now in Newport Beach in the Port Streets, great family,
right.
Family area. I started it by talking about the family area and the accommodations for sports and schools and stuff. And I closed it, same thing. And that's what was matter. The property I just sold for another seller up on top of Quail Hill in Irvine, it's all about the view and the expansive view. And these are on my website. And I shoot well. I'm a director. I shoot well,
okay.
And I do nice videos. But I'm telling you, it's the voice that works. It's that telling people the story. And that's what I believe. And also when someone's live with me, hearing their story, asking them their story, we build trust quickly. And that's kind of what I'm all about when it comes to real estate. I want to know your story.
That's fascinating because that's, people want to tell their story if they've got somebody that they believe cares.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, I can ask somebody's story, and if I'm not letting them know that, or if they don't believe that I care, it doesn't help. But, you sound like a caring guy.
Yeah.
Right? So when you care about people, they want to talk about what's our favorite subject.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Right? Let's talk about more. And if we could change the subject and just talk more about me.
Now, anecdotally and comically, the thing I bring up first, because people come in to put the booties on and they take their shoes off, right? Most of the house.
Right.
I love teasing people about their socks or their lack of interesting socks. And it starts the dialogue. I think people looking at it like,
what are you talking about? And I'm going, those are some very interesting socks. Did your wife get those for you, or your daughter, or what's the deal with those? Well, don't wait a minute, and they get all upset. But we start a dialogue that can't stop.
Interesting. So we're going to talk more about how socks sell houses.
Sock it to me.
We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and financial markets. When we come back, we'll also chat a little bit about millennials. 46 million. Do they know they're ready? They could buy a house right now. We're going to chat about it. Fortnite fraud. Are you aware of, everybody knows about Fortnite now, don't they? Am I the only one that doesn't play Fortnite? I might be the only one in the whole country that doesn't play Fortnite. But you can reach me anytime off your number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter, @RonSiegel. Stay tuned, we'll be back in just a few.
Okay. Good stuff.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS. MLS ID 217037 and 145502, Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST. NEST to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST is the quickest way I know of to get information not only on your own home. Whenever a property in your neighborhood sells, NEST will send you a text message updating you with the sales price whenever there is a new property listed, they are the quickest I know of to get that new property to you as well. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564, find that dream home before someone else does. Do 46 million millennials know they are mortgage ready? My guess is they probably do not. Many have written about the millennial generation and whether or not they, as a whole, believe in home ownership as part of attaining the American dream. Millennials have taken longer to attain traditional milestones than the generations before them, such as getting married, having kids, and buying a home. However, that does not mean they do not still aspire to achieve those things. History shows that people tend to buy their first home around age 30. Nearly 5 million millennials will turn 30 in the next 2 years. This will continue to fuel demand for housing. We talked about demand in the first segment. What does that mean it's going to do to prices? This is also one of the many reasons why millennial home ownership rate has continued to grow over the past few years. 48.4% of Americans between the ages of 30 to 34 now own a home. There are over 46 millennials, 33% of the generation, who are considered mortgage ready, meaning they meet qualifications to be approved for a mortgage today. FICO score greater than 620, back end debt to income ratio less than 25, no foreclosures or bankruptcies in the last 7 years, no severe delinquencies in the last year. Rob Crane, CEO of Down Payment Resource, commented on the findings in the report. I quote, "We now know there are millions of buyers with the income and credit necessary to qualify to buy a home. The biggest question is, do they know it? Unfortunately, many renters don't investigate home ownership simply because they don't believe it's an option," unquote. The good news is that more and more millennials are realizing that they can afford a home now. Even so, more can be done to increase awareness of low down payment programs to attract even more of this generation. New data from Realtor.com shows that in December, millennials accounted for 42% of all new home loans originated in the month. This is more than any other generation. The bottom line, if you are one of the many millennials who may be mortgage ready, but are unsure what your next step should be, simple. Call me, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We've got all kinds of free tools. My favorite word, free tools. We've got the best financial legacy tool on the market. I pay for it. Free for you. Text RSR Budget to 79564. You can get access to it. Again, text RSR Budget, no space, to 79564. Get access to it. We've got the Get Mortgage Ready program, totally free. Just text GMR to 79564. We'll get you on that program as well. If you think that your credit doesn't meet that 620 guideline, let's chat about that as well. Our friends at Blue Water Credit are there to help you with that one also. That is the real-time real estate segment brought to you by NEST, the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals. Text NEST, N-E-F-T, to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. Chatting this morning, Kevin Kent, Villa Real Estate is with us. We're talking about now I just went through and gave you a whole bunch of information about millennials and homes and interest rates and FICO scores and down payments. And I'm going to have to go back to our crack staff and tell them that they missed the biggest part of that real estate discussion. According to Kevin Kent, we got to start talking about socks.
It's not to me.
Kevin, let me know.
It's funny, just listening to you.
I'm not going to take my shoes off, though, to talk about my socks.
Most people don't have interesting socks on, but it is a trend, especially amongst millennials, dare I say.
Okay.
But, you know, in listening to what you're just saying.
Would it cause a problem that my sock says Dickies on the top?
Maybe.
Okay, just throwing that out
in
there.
In certain markets. what I hear loud and clearly, and whether you're talking about millennials or anyone else, the most important factor in a relationship with a realtor or a lender or whoever is trust. And that trust aspect is something that so many people in real estate kind of blow right by. They're all about getting the deal and showing this house and let's write it up. But the trust factor is what makes a transaction occur. And that trust factor is you know, I'm not 25 and hungry. You know, there's a Beatles song named after me, the one I'm 64, right?
Right.
And having been rookie of the year my first year 3 years ago in this business for Keller Williams and then, you know, moving along over to the luxury side with McMonagall and now Villa, the one common thread throughout all of them other than story, is I'm very able to create a bond and a trust with the people who I work with. And that's essential. That's really what carries me through the worst of it. And the other thing I'll say is that when I'm with a buyer, I think it's equally as important to have a relationship with the selling agent as it is with my client. And I can't think of a single selling agent I've worked with that wouldn't say, Kevin's a good guy. Kevin knows how to get the deal done. And it really is all because of the trust and the bond that I insist on.
That's a fascinating part, because I was just looking at a listing of a piece of property, and it's here in Anaheim Hills. I think it's a $1.8 million property. And I saw the listing, and I just started laughing. And not for any reason other than the fact that $1.8 million, that in my book, and I know in some areas that's not a lot of money, but in my book, it's a lot of money.
Right.
Mike Trout, I know, just did $430 million contract, so he's probably, might not be a lot to him. But they used an online real estate company, some Bricks or something. And I'm thinking to myself, if I am a buyer and I know I've got this transaction, I talk to real estate professionals all over the state all the time. One of the biggest issues, everyone tells me that there's always every transaction has some sort of a hurdle. The hurdles are met by agents that have experience and know how to navigate these hurdles.
Right.
Now you're doing something online for $1.8 million. What are you supposed to do, start talking to your computer?
Well, you know, you, as in any business, you get what you pay for. And those, and I don't want to speak in overly broad generalities here.
I'll do that for you.
Okay, let me set it up.
Right.
So, you know, our company in particular, we have some of the best realtors in Southern California. And our market share, you know, speaks as a testament to that, especially along the Golden Coast there, Huntington Beach down to Dana Point. But in markets like Laguna Beach and Newport Beach, it's extraordinary, the market penetration we have, considering we have about a quarter of the number of agents as the big companies, you know, Coldwell Banker, et cetera, and we do the same kind of volume. But a lot of that is because the nature of the agent. The agents are experienced, they're trustworthy, they know what they're doing, they know how to get the job done. And I think, you know, I mean, I always kind of fall back on my story thing, but my story is just a way to generate trust and generate confidence and build a bond with somebody.
Sure.
So I can have that trust with them when I tell them they're not going to go there. We're not going to get that done. And this just happened yesterday.
Right.
Two deals I'm doing. Other places, you know, you make concessions and you everybody understands it's a mutual thing. I wasn't even sure I was going to make it in here today because we were so at odds and several things. But by the end of the day, disclosures are going back and forth. You know, everything's done. And at least I'm praying it is.
Exactly.
By the time I get back, it'll be sushi or chips. But it is all based upon the fact that I have a good relationship with the buying agent, I have a good relationship with the selling agent, and on the other part, it's a dual contingency deal. But it all hinges on the trust that all the agents have for each other.
And that's the issue right there. And I've had that conversation with folks many times is, do you want, you know, when I've talked to people about listing property and I tell everyone, you know, I've got a real estate license. I understand what it takes to get a real estate license. I am not qualified to do real estate, even though I have a real estate license, right? I do lending.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that part. But if my real estate professional that I've engaged on the buy side, is he going to really go to some jerk or some one of these online things? Is he going to recommend me go to an online service knowing that I might get taken advantage of, you know, just from the unknowns?
Well, that being said, I do want to be real clear. With my buying clients, I tell them to go to all the, you know, Zillows and Trulias and Redfins and all of them and see what you like. And then I'll find out the truth.
There you go. See, that's the issue right there.
And a lot of times, you know, I'll look for things that may be obvious to people, maybe not, you know, how many days it's been on the market, if it's had any price adjustments. But I also want to find out from the agent, what's these guys' story again, right?
Sure.
Are they moving out of town? Are they retiring? Are they, you know, moving to a bigger home, moving to a smaller home?
What do they have to move?
Do they have to move?
Right.
all those things. And most of the, you know, lesser agents, let us call it, they don't know to do that. They think they do, but they don't seem to do that because I talk to enough buyers who come to me after they've tried to work with somebody.
So now you're going to a new area that a lot of the younger, less experienced agents don't even think about nowadays. And the only reason I know this is because I talk to so many, or I should say I communicate with so many. But we're going to talk about the issue when we come back. talking to each other? Really? We want to talk to you? Do I have to talk to somebody? Holy cow, we're going to chat about that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. When we come back, Fortnite fraud. We'll talk about that. How does that fit into what we're talking about in real estate? We'll get into that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe and sure 10+% return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of those questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text HEP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text HEP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217033. And 145502, equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $100,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal RE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment is being brought to you by our friends over at Blue Water Credit. Is your credit score below what you think it should be? Do you have errors on your credit report? Blue Water Credit can solve that problem for you. Hey, are you into this Fortnite game nowadays? I think most of the young people, the millennials, are. Shouldn't say that. My son, I think, lives on this bloody game. About a half, what did I say, a 500,000 users or something like that? Maybe it's more than that. Maybe a big number. I don't know what it is. Fortnite, though. Crazy. But, hey, there's some fraud going on out there. How do you protect your family from Fortnite fraud? So to summarize a little bit, capitalizing on the increasing crowded Fortnite community, cyber crooks have invaded the game's landscape in search of users' credit card information and other personal data. Here's how to prevent common threats lurking in Fortnite. No, you can't use their tool to hit them in the head or whatever they do with the game. I just watch every once in a while when my son's playing it. So basically, make sure that you're protecting your information. That's the bottom line. I tell you this all the time. If you're using something online, go and get, love the Square Cash Card. I use that for a lot of my online purchases because I keep about 30 cents on the card. If I went on there right now and looked at my card, which I'm doing for those of you that are watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, you'll actually see I'm looking at my cell phone. I've got my Cash App opening. My balance as we speak right now is 17 cents. 17 cents. Looks just like a regular credit card. If I were to show it to you, you can actually see a regular credit card right there. Now, here's the beauty of it, is if I go and I decide I want to buy whatever, I want to buy this really cool book, Real Estate Buying and Selling, sixth edition even. So if I want to go and buy this book, I can go to the author's website, and I see how much it is. Okay, I put that amount of money on my card right here from my handy phone. I put my credit card number in. And guess what? I've just bought something. It goes to this. But now if somebody hacks that number, guess how much they have access to on my card in about 30 seconds? 17 cents. So if somebody wants to hack me for 17 cents, okay, we can deal with that. But just remember these things because everybody's out there. There are a lot of crooks out there trying to steal things. So restrict access to the accounts. Be very, very careful. Use different passwords on different sites. Password is not a good password. And 123456 is not a very, very safe password. And beware of phishers. I got a couple of them this morning. I got emails from somebody that I know the person, but it came through and it said, hey, check out the Accords document. The password is 123456. Do you think I opened that document? Not a chance in this lifetime. Watch out for fake offers. Use that two-factor authentication. Complicated passwords. I use LastPass, right? It's a service that'll come up with a 12-digit password. Be careful of all these things. Use the antivirus software. Update your computer's operating system. And again, watch those credit card statements. That is Your Credit Matters brought to you by Blue Water Credit. Continuing our conversation today, Kevin Kent is actually the author of this book, Real Estate Buying and Selling, Spend Less, Make More. Can I send that subtitle to my wife?
Yeah.
Spend less, make more.
No, just give her the credit card with 17 cents on it.
Yeah, but I want to go home tonight. I want to be able to wake up in the morning.
So let me get there one second.
Okay, so two things I want to get to. Number one, great book. I'm going to put the link to it on RonSiegelRadio.tv. I'll put it on Ron Siegel on the Facebook page. But Kevin, I want to get to something that we talked about before. This is really important, Jerry, because in this day and age, we've got cell phones, we've got text messages, we've got instant message, WhatsApp, email that nobody reads, snail mail that even less people read. And you mentioned something earlier that only a couple of agents I talked to ever contemplate. Talking to people?
Yeah, that's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm also very big on face-to-face, which, of course, the only real way you get face-to-face is, other than hitting up people on the line at the grocery store, is open houses. And I love and hate them. I mean, I hate the fact I'm away from my family, but of course now they're all off in college. It's not as big a deal. But those face-to-face interactions, those are key. You can read the person's body language. You can talk to them. And also, more importantly, they see that you're real. And that's what I need to have in that relationship.
And that's an important issue that most people are missing. In the millennial world, I mean, we do a lot of social media advertising and chatting with people. And it's almost like people take a offense when we call them back. Like, why are you calling me? Like, I just wanted to get a text message from you.
You know what I do with a lot of people is I'll text them and say, can we talk? Time to talk?
Do you get some interesting responses to that?
Well, they'll say, sure, right now, or in 10 minutes, or in 5 minutes. Because you're basically asking for permission to have that relationship reengage.
Taking the relationship to a different level.
Right. And so I try not to bug people too much, but some people actually kind of like being bugged. They like being prompted. I find that right now, I send out a lot of emails still, but usually accompanying with a video link or something. But text messaging is how probably 80% of my time is spent when it comes to marketing. You know, but I'll embed emails. I'll embed the photograph. I'll embed the, you know, the PDF file inside the text message.
Sure.
People are so accustomed to that, and you get instant access. So I try not to ever bug him. And if somebody tells me stop, I stop. But it works.
So here's, let's listen to a couple of things that we've learned this morning from Kevin, and I want to throw these out there, and we're going to chat a little bit more about them, though, because obviously the society, I mean, anybody, you've got young or college-age children.
Yeah, right.
Do they talk to you or they text you?
Both.
Do they?
Yeah, both.
I know a lot of times I might call one of my sons, and all of a sudden I get a text message from them.
Yeah.
Right? So, and I know that that's a common issue now.
I've been trying to get my youngest to use the voice he was given with.
Right.
Because he's still, you know, it's a hip, you know, sporto college guy, and he answers them, yeah, hey.
Well, yeah, you got two words out of that. Yeah, hey, okay. That's...
No, I talked to him last night. We do talk a fair amount, but amongst themselves, it's all text.
It's all text.
You may be sitting across the table from somebody and text them.
Isn't that amazing?
It's fantastic.
I've actually thrown that question out at people sometimes when I see two different people, or my son and one of his girlfriend might be sitting there and they're texting. Hey, are you guys talking to each other or are you talking to other people?
Yeah.
Right? But here's the issue that I'm listening to you say here. And again, this is something that you need to catch if you're in business. Texting is great. Continue that conversation by text. And when you're ready to take it to another level, ask the other party, hey, can I call you? Can I text you?
Yeah, it's permission granting is what
you're saying. Right, because you don't want to offend somebody by going to, if you go out to dinner with somebody, you don't ask them to go home with you right now.
Right.
Right? You got to get permission for these things.
And again, I mean, to me, the sort of the thread or the scenario is, you know, you meet somebody, you get their story, you tell your story, you get their trust, you have a bond. And then after that point, and that maybe take 10 minutes, it could take 2 hours, right?
Sure.
But at that point, then you have permission to take it to the next level. And last night I texted a guy who I met at an open house on Sunday. I texted him about a $4 million property in Dana Point. He answered me back, yeah, I'd like to go see it. All I said was, this is Kevin, you remember me from Sunday? And he goes, yeah, I said, I've got something for you to see. It's $4 million with a view. Excellent. How many words was that?
Right.
15?
Which is nice then, because you don't have to worry about a ton. And somebody that's buying a $4 million property, I'm going to submit that they're busy people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you can get to the point, they're going to be happy. And when the time is right and you need to have a conversation about, hey, what, you know, do we want to do this? Do we want to do that? Then you get that phone going.
What people realize after they enter a transaction with somebody is that this business is emotional. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of knowledge to do it right. And that's how you save money, make money. That's how you really, you know, make the transaction a success, is you recognize that it is emotional. Some people like to blow up in the middle of a, you know, transaction, and you know, you have to be part psychologist.
Sure.
I'm glad I grew up with six or seven brothers and sisters. And you have to mediate. But and this last week has been a lot of that going on. But it was contingent upon overall $5.5 million for the business. Am I going to be patient? Am I going to be the one to make sure that it happens? Yeah, I am.
Sure.
But I'm sincere about it. I'm not trying to take advantage of anybody. I'm not trying to, you know, to it's not that. It's of getting the deal done successfully.
And that's the key thing right there, is you want to make sure that you're meeting people's objectives. And how do you meet somebody's objectives if you don't know what they are?
The other thing I found out is that the wife, if there is a wife,
okay,
the wife is the real decision maker.
Oh, always.
In most cases.
Always.
And so when I show, if a husband and wife come to a house on separate occasions or one after the other, I will present the house completely different. You know, it's not for any manipulative reasons. It's because they have different cares and concerns.
Sure. I know in my household, I don't get a vote, right? I can tell my wife that, hey, you know something, this is what our budget is. But from there, I mean, she's going to decide about the kitchen, the family room, the view, you know, everything,
yeah.
Right? I mean, happy wife, happy life. And I've learned that after 31 years. It's taken
31?
Me a while.
31?
31, almost 32.
Oh, wow.
I better be careful.
I'm at about 24, I think. I guess I should know that exactly, but I don't.
Yeah, I'm just as bad. Thank goodness my wife's not watching this morning.
Yeah, I don't think mine is.
Hey, Kevin Kent is our guest today. He's got this book, Real Estate Buying and Selling, Spend Less, Make More. Like a copy of his book, just I'm going to put a link to his website right there on our Facebook page. It'll be in the show notes as well. What's your website, Kevin?
Kevin A. Kent.
Oh, that's tough.
I know.
Did it take you a long time to remember that?
No, the funny part is, I tried to get Kevin Kent, and same thing on IMDb, because I used to make movies. Kevin Kent, in a lot of cases, is either a clown, a real clown,
okay,
in London, a comedian in Seattle. All these Kevin Kents, I'm going, I can't have that, so I changed it to Kevin A. Kent, which is my name.
Kevin A. Kent. Okay, so we got that information here, and as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today, and of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
That was about as far as I got.
Yeah.
And I was mentioning to somebody, God, I feel so bad. I'm a producer now. I'm used to being a prepare, you don't start. And then when I talked to Jill Takahashi, she goes, Kevin, you are worried about what you have to say? Oh my God, you can talk for days.
Well, it's not usually the issue of what you have to say. It's usually what the team likes to do is they'll send you like that billboard.
Yeah.
Generally,
you had that one.
Thank you. Generally, they'll make that up for you well in advance, so you can actually publicize it.
Yeah.
But
well, I'll do my end on the social media stuff. I'm gonna have the link and all that kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah, we'll have it done for you today, or the website link will be done tomorrow.
Yeah. That's fine. It was worth getting up for. Yeah. I left so early. When I saw that it was gonna rain, you know, I'm looking at all the stuff. I'm expecting it to take an hour, maybe like 22 minutes.
Yeah. From where do you live in Irvine?
On the lake.
Oh, okay.
On the South Lake. I have a great spot. I really do. I can see the lake, my backyard, my bike and stuff. My wife won't move. And we're both musicians, but I'm a pianist and I have a $50,000 grand piano, the 7 feet, right? Giant concert grand in my house. And her strategy, and I've watched it. She's a litigator, by the way, very smart. And she said, I said, I'm gonna move to the coast. Come on. We got so much equity here, I'm making money, you're making money. And she goes, but what about your piano? She said, yeah, we'll move it. She goes, no, you know, along the coast, it would probably decay. You know, probably the strings would rust. I'm going like, oh, my God.
I'm a new attorney.